Hey there. Thanks for joining me on this edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie Hake, and I'm your host. Today, we'll be talking about dreaming big. Are you dreaming too big for 2020? Or maybe you're not dreaming big enough.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
I am out of the closet, and I'm back in my recording studio at The Hatch. So hopefully the audio sounds a little bit better today. And exciting things, Merry Christmas to myself. I actually just purchased a brand spanking new microphone that like actually looks like a legitimate podcasting mic. You think 3 years later we'd have it figured out, but that's what it's about, right? That's why we started the podcast, so that we can continue to learn, continue to grow, continue to push ourselves to just dream bigger. And that is what today's episode is all about. How do I know if my goals are too big for 2020? And I know you're a go-getter and you like to dream big, but if you're like me, sometimes you tend to play it safe. Or maybe you're like Lauren. I know Lauren listens to this and she can agree. She'll tell you herself that she overthinks, right? She aims for perfection, gets caught up in the nitty-gritty details, that sometimes that prevents us from dreaming big and bold. Now, if you're listening to this episode, we are getting close to Christmas, which means close to the new year, but I know you. I know you're already planning ahead. You're already thinking, what is the next year bringing for me? What's in sight? And you don't wait until the new year to start your resolution. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to give a shout out to our listener, Jess Parmalee. Jess left an awesome review on iTunes, says, less perfection, more authenticity. I love listening to your podcast so much because you are so relatable, to the point, and authentic. I love how you're so honest about things you've recently learned and how they may have conflicted with something you've previously shared. We are all always learning. Life is about being authentic, not perfect. There's always room for growth, and you share that. You're also promoting a healthy relationship with food, which I feel a lot of women need to work on. There's so many diet stigmas out there, and it's time to break them. As a mom of three girls, I don't want them growing up overthinking their food choices. I want to show them by example what a healthy relationship with food looks like and promoting self-love and confidence. Thank you for being so real and everything you put into these podcasts. Well, thank you, Jess. Gift is coming your way because I appreciate you and I appreciate you taking the time to leave the review. If you like these episodes and you want to support the podcast, feel free to go over to iTunes or wherever it is that you're listening. Leave us a review, let us know what you think, and you may be entered to win the next gift. So I'm going to give you 5 steps or tips or hacks, whatever you want to call it, to help you decipher if you're dreaming too big. We did have a question from a listener, Lauren. I don't want to set another weight loss goal this year, but I want to feel better. What should I do? So at the end of today's episode, I'm also going to give you 10, 20 rapid fire things that you can focus on other than weight if health goals are part of your 2020 vision. First things first, before we establish the what of your goal, the what it is that you want to achieve, I want you to ask yourself, what do I want to feel? So for example, is it calm? Is it energized? Is it empowered? Do you want freedom, more options? Do you want peace? Do you want less stress? Do you want fire, passion? Like, what is that adjective that comes to mind when you think of what you really want to feel about in 2020. Now, once you pick that adjective or that word, that descriptor, I want you to take pen to paper and write it down. Now, if you're driving, put me on pause, listen to this later when you can sit down and actually write this out. If you're at the gym or you're cleaning, whatever, go to your phone, write it in your notes tab. We're going to come back to this word at the end of the episode. But overall, maybe just take a moment to see if you can get a feeling or grasp on not only what success looks like, but more importantly, what does that feel like? What do you feel when your head hits the pillow at the end of the day? Do you feel, oh my gosh, I have so much to do and I can't sleep. My brain is going, going, going. Do you lay your head down at the end of the pillow and you go, wow, today was full of intention. Today was purposeful. I'm full of gratitude. I'm excited. I'm energized to wake up for the next morning. Like, what is that word for you? Next, we've done this before, but I remind you all the time because so many people don't do this. And this step alone is critical for your success in 2020, critical for designing the life that you want to live, whether it's food, nutrition, life, whatever it is. you need to write it down and you need to just simply take time to pause. Yes, in the craziness of the holidays, you know, December's nutty for a lot of people. Work is just slammed. You're pulled in a million different directions. But that's why it's even more so important, because before you know it, you're going to blink and it's going to be February. And then you blink again and it's summer. And it's so easy to let time just fly by, to not be intentional with our time, to not be intentional about our purpose and our passion and making change. So I want you to set a timer for 20 minutes. Now that you have that feeling in mind, that word, you're starting to visualize, you're starting to really put yourself in those shoes of the future you and grasp onto that feeling. Now, maybe you set on some instrumental music. I know it sounds cheesy, but that's what I love to do. Maybe, you know, it's Christmas, you're feeling like in the Christmas spirit, put on some Mariah Carey, something that just like gets the energizing juices flowing in your head. And I want you to just word vomit on a blank sheet of paper everything and anything that comes to mind. A tip from Shalene Johnson that always helped me when it came to goal setting is right at the top of your page, it would be crazy cool if. So imagine you had no barriers to your goals. Money wasn't an issue. Your mindset wasn't an issue. Your family, your friends, your financial situation, your relationship, like all these different things that make up our life. Imagine if none of that really mattered. Like you had infinite, all these things, infinite resources. What would make you happy? What would be that goal? What comes to mind? Like write it all down and don't even think twice, because I know you, once you start to write it down, you're going to go, oh, but that wouldn't happen. Or, oh, but this. Shut that part of your brain off and just free flow, write as fast as you can. You should be able to fill up a sheet of a paper, if not more. And sometimes this is hard. Sometimes this is really hard, especially if you have been so narrow-minded. It can be really hard to start to peel back and tap into that feeling and that, gosh, the possibility of what if. You know, maybe that's another thing that you write at the top of your page. What if? You know, maybe you start by reading a book or maybe say a prayer. Or, I don't know. Tap into whatever it is that you need, that inner motivation, that inner feeling, that inner drive that fires you up to really start to think about what it is that you want with your life. I am giving you permission to dream, permission to daydream. Now, the third tip. So after you've got your list of goals, as crazy as they may seem, take a look and see if there's maybe one of those goals, or maybe write an 11th goal. Hello, shout out to Shalene Johnson again. She calls this a push goal. But is there one thing that you could do that would maybe be a catalyst to make a lot of those other goals happen? So let's say, for example, you want to travel more and you want to go visit your niece and nephew more. And then you also want to exercise more and you also want to buy a house. Well, a lot of those things maybe require more money. So maybe that means you do have to take a step back and set a financial goal and go, okay, well, in order to accomplish maybe at least 3, 4 or half of these, what's a goal that would allow me, you know, the finances, or how much money would I need to accomplish some of these things, or to allow myself to work less and to travel more? Or, you know, if I'm talking about travel, where is it? What type of travel? What does that mean to me? Does that mean international? Does that mean more small monthly trips? Like, see if you can continue to just ask those questions and what if, and go on and so forth. Now that you've identified that one goal, and again, this is where it starts to get a little bit hairy. It may take you longer than just your 20-minute brain dump. And actually, I think it should take you. That's why I'm recording this episode before January 1st, is I want you to really think about this. Like, let these thoughts consume you. Let your dreams consume you. So you're going to have days and times of the day where you're feeling a little bit more creative, where you have the brain space to think about these things. But it's so important that you set aside that space. Maybe it's time in the morning. Maybe it's time in the evening. You know, for me, it's like right before my head hits the pillow, because that's when I feel like I can just decompress and let out everything that's in my head. And it allows me to sleep and just like marinate on everything that I've been thinking about. So now that you've identified that one thing, or that maybe two things that you're between, we'll call it a push goal because that's what Shalene calls it. And that's how I learned how to do this system. It's time to reverse engineer it. So take out a new sheet of paper, write that goal at the top of the list, and write down, again, set your timer so you don't get distracted, put your phone on airplane mode, and write down every single step that it would take to achieve this goal. Now, again, today we're talking about dreaming big. Are we talking years? Like, is this something that, okay, from your situation now, this may likely take years to accomplish? Okay, well then what would that look like in terms of months? Okay, and then in terms of weeks, in terms of days, in terms of hours, I want you to get crystal clear to understand and really, again, get that feeling, tapping into that feeling, that emotional piece of what it would take to accomplish your goal. So write down everything that you know of in this moment in your head. But this, again, may take more time to actually research depending on how big the goal is. Let's say it's you want to buy a house and you just graduated college and you've got a ton of debt. Well, that means you've got to make X amount of money. Now, last, I want you to go back to that feeling. Again, we're talking a lot about feelings. Sorry if this is too woo-woo for you, but sorry, not sorry, because woo-woo changes our life. And when we put that with science and action, man, that really changes your life. But go back to that feeling and see if you can now that you've like had all these things going in your head, take a step back, remove yourself and go, but what's my why? So if the goal doesn't line up with that priority or that feeling, then maybe it is too big. Now, I don't really believe in dreaming too big. I don't think whatever it is that you set or what your heart wants, I don't think it's too big, but maybe it's just the wrong goal. Or another way to look at this, right? It's all about perception and the way we see things and the way we view our world and our beliefs is maybe there's another way. So for example, I told you about the listener question earlier about weight loss. So maybe your goal is weight loss, but you've established that you want to feel less stressed. You want to feel calm. You want to feel at peace around food and your body. But all you can think about when you're writing down these goals is all these different diets and maybe I should do this or that. The only thing that you've known is eat less, move more. Well, challenge that belief. If you feel stuck, challenge it and ask yourself, is there another way? How can I think outside the box? So maybe you consider another approach or shifting that goal completely from weight loss to better match that feeling and ask yourself, what are more things that I can do that would align up or at least, you know, we're talking big. So maybe this one step isn't going to get you to that big goal. But think, what are some things that I could get closer to that goal? Because right now that big goal seems so far away. It seems so out of reach. But when we write it down, we really put some thought and some intention behind it. We start to go, I might not get there tomorrow, but I can get a step closer. And then next month, I'll be even a few more steps closer. And when we start to take action towards that feeling, towards that bigger picture, you get some momentum. And it's scary and it's crazy cool when you get some momentum, because then you realize and you prove to yourself, oh, wait, I can make this happen. This wasn't too big. And sometimes it's just the fear of it being too far away, the fear of how my life would look differently, and just it's so outside my comfort zone that it paralyzes us from taking even that first step or taking that action. But I'll tell you right now, that first step isn't even the first step. The first step is right here, right now, letting yourself think, letting yourself dream, giving yourself permission to be bold, to be audacious, to be a little bit selfish, to be unfiltered in what it is that you want to feel and what you want to accomplish. And then taking it pen to paper, because that's the magic. That is the it factor, the secret, the magic pill. Like, that is it. Writing it down, I believe, in my opinion. Writing it down and making a plan. That's your formula. That is your formula for success in anything that you do, in anything that you want to feel. But so often we don't do that step, or we just go for it without putting some intention, without putting some strategy behind it. Now, I promised you I was going to give you a rapid fire list of goals that maybe just to get your juices flowing, to get you thinking in terms of health and fitness and your wellness of what I could set as a goal if you're really stuck in that weight loss mentality. So here you go. I hope you're ready. You may need to put me on pause and write these down and steal some of these ideas. But I think I'm also going to write these in a blog post. So that way you have them and you can go back to them and refer to them as you sit down to write out your goals. Are you ready? I feel like you should time me. Ready? 3, 2, go. Hike a mountain. Run your first race. PR your next race. Do 10 pull-ups. Learn how to lift a barbell. Try a new workout each month. Create a healthier eating pattern. Discover new ways to enjoy fruits and veggies. Try a new food once per week. Cook more at home. Do more yoga. Learn cool yogi shit. Like, I kid you not, I had this thought when I was in yoga on Sunday. I'm trying to get better because it feels so good when you're done. But, you know, the yoga instructor was awesome. Sorry, squirrel, tangent. Maybe you put me on pause. But the yoga instructor was so awesome and she gave people this time. Okay, like 5 minutes, like play time. And I was like, I got nothing. I have like a half crow. Those of you who do yoga, you know this lingo. I have like a half crow and that's about it. Like I'm very limited in what I can practice. So you look around the room and I'm not comparing, but like, oh my gosh, I would love to do a headstand. Like just to be able to move your body in unique and different ways, you feel like a kid again. It sounds so fun. Okay, back to our list. Maybe you want to meditate or pray daily, like strengthen your spiritual relationship, whatever that looks like to you. Get more sleep or create a better bedtime routine and consistency. Master a new skill that's both fun and interesting. Travel more. Get back into a sport you once loved. Ride a bike, rollerblade, dance more. I say this every year, but I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out into the universe. I'm listening to a new book called Super Attractor by Gabby Bernstein. You should check it out. If you've listened to her first book is The Universe Has Got Your Back. And then the sequel, I guess, if you will, is called Super Attractor. And it's all about just like everything that we're talking about today, about just the more we put out, the more we just tap into what it is that we want in life, we attract more of it. So I'm putting this out there. I will take a dance class. Rachel Welker, if you're listening, hold me to it. I got to get to your Tuesday night dance because it just sounds so fun. And I feel like that would just be pure bliss. Okay, few more. Drink more water. Practice more mindful eating. Or maybe you dig deeper into intuitive eating this year. Maybe you decide you want to meet with a dietitian. Shameless plug there. Hit me up. Maybe you want to meet with a therapist. Maybe you want to read more books. Or if you're like me, you don't have the attention span. Maybe you do more audiobooks. Maybe you want to start a podcast or start a blog or tap into that creative side, whatever that looks like to you. Again, shameless plug for Lauren. She is the podcasting guru. Check her out. And if that's your goal, she can help you out. I want to leave you with this quote inspired by Google. And I don't know who it's by. Think big, dream big, believe big, and the results will be big. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. As always, feel free to hop on over to Facebook and join us. Just search Fit Friends Tribe. This is the community where we talk about each episode each week, and it's a space to connect and grow and empower and find more fit friends just like you. All right, talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.